I do think it's a little bit weird to say that you're a world... Like, it would be weird if in Japan, the winner of the sumo wrestling competition called themselves the world champion. Not because they're not the best in the world, just because it's not a thing that the rest of the world does.
Yeah, like, I would say NBA champion or Super Bowl champion. I wouldn't say world champion.
Yeah.
Baseball is different because it's called the World Series, the World Series champion.
Yeah.
Which, the argument, I guess, is it's just the North America, but... Uh-huh. I mean, it is what it is. It's called the World Series.
You know? Yeah.
But yeah, I think if I were, because for example, DeAndre Jordan, well, let me ask you this. If you're an Olympic gold medalist, do you say world champion or Olympic gold medalist? Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt as always. Today's Thursday, February 27th. I have been sick all week. I think you've just been generally busy.
Yeah, I have been busy.
So we've been unable to record till Thursday, but we're here. NFL Combine's going on right now, but we decided that'd be something that'd be better to talk about after, as opposed to just talking about what we think people will do. Let's be like, let's talk about what people actually did.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a couple things I want to ask you about that are talking points that I don't think are a huge deal, but still, it's like, oh, we might as well talk about it.
Still interesting, yeah.
We're going to talk a little everything today, maybe a little college baseball, maybe a little college basketball, maybe some Major League Baseball, some soccer for sure.
Yeah.
Some track.
It's going to be a lot of stuff.
Track/football.
It's going to be a lot of the kind of the top of the news. Sort of a thing.
This really got off the rails as soon as football season ended, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, that's okay.
It's okay. I think once other sports start and ramp up, we'll be able to be a little bit more consistent.
Yeah. Once the baseball gets going, that we really get into the soccer.
Exactly. You know. Let's start with the ick of the week, shall we?
Of course.
So last week, remember not checking the mail?
Yes.
Wait. No, I think last week, I forgot to put a check by it. Because last week, I think, was meal prepping, right? We said that one?
Yeah, we've talked about meal prepping.
Okay, I just forgot to put a check by that, so let me do that. This week's ick, fellas, heads up.
Yeah.
Falling over.
I mean, you don't look very athletic if you fall over.
No, you do not.
I'll say that.
No, you do
not.
That's
for sure.
No, you do not. Well, let's get into it. I want to touch on the NFL Combine real quick, just before we move on.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing really Combine related. The only thing, and I don't really care about it, but a lot of people do, so I just wanted to mention it, even if we don't have a discussion about it.
Uh-huh.
Shedeur Sanders not throwing.
Yeah.
My thought is I think throwing to random people with kind of, you know, generic routes, I don't think that proves anything.
I agree.
It does if you're like Anthony Richardson, you know, when you have a huge arm, you probably want to do that. Or like Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Know, like, I think the biggest thing is like just looking at your arm versus other people's arm. Like Bryce Young didn't throw the combine.
Right.
The only reason I remember that is because he's 5'10". Otherwise, I wouldn't know, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure Andrew Luck threw. Or Trevor Lawrence. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I feel like it's like 50-50, honestly, with these top two or three guys.
And I don't think, like, literally no one remembers, you know?
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders' game isn't incredible arm strength. It's not incredible athleticism either. It's pocket. I mean, I don't want to say awareness because it takes a lot of sacks, but part of that's the offensive line. But it's throwing on time, like, accuracy. I think he's the best. I think this isn't a unique opinion, but if I need someone to make like one throw, I'm picking Shedeur.
Yeah.
I think he's underrated because in the general public, because people don't like Colorado.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. Just the assumption that Colorado's Colorado.
Yeah, and he's legitimately a good quarterback. I don't think he's good as like as prospects, Drake Mayer, Caleb Williams, or again, Jaden Daniels, who I was low on. But he's a really good college player,
uh-huh.
And I think he has a chance, depending on where he goes. I hope he doesn't go to the Jets or the Raiders or the Giants. I hope he goes somewhere better, but realistically, that's where him and Cam Ward will probably go, as one of those teams.
Maybe that's what he's thinking. Maybe he's like, hey, if I just don't throw, you know, I can maybe drop out of some of these crappy teams.
Matthew Stafford skiing in Montana with Tom Brady.
Skiing in Montana with Tom Brady.
They supposedly ran into each other.
Is that in his contract that you can go skiing if you're a quarterback?
I didn't even think of that.
That seems crazy. That seems impossible that it would be.
Marcus Mariota couldn't go surfing, which is a million times less dangerous.
For sure, than skiing. Yeah. Right.
Surfing, I'm not even sure how you could get injured.
Yeah. I realize that's not the highlight of the story. But yeah. Actually, well, that was the, I was telling you about the Ian Rappaport, Jordan Schultz fight before. That's what I read it was about, is because Jordan Schultz said that they met to talk about playing for the Raiders, and Rappaport was like, it was kind of by chance, they didn't plan it out, and Jordan Schultz was like, don't you dare question me on Twitter, is what it seems to have. That's what the when NBC did
he,
article said.
I thought he was like CJ McCollum's like producer. When did he become an NFL reporter?
I don't know. I don't know that I'd heard of him, honestly.
I thought, unless I'm thinking of a different person, I thought he was like CJ McCollum's podcast host.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I heard.
I mean, it's possible. Maybe he's just trying to move on up. I don't know.
Maybe. No, but yeah, he's all of a sudden like an NFL guy. And yeah. I was like, I don't know what to believe, because like I thought you were a basketball podcast host.
Right. So Matt Stafford to the Raiders?
Well, I don't know. Like, it's weird because, like, it seems like Sean McVay wants Stafford there. Stafford wants to be – like, it seems like the only – this is another thing about First Take that I hate. But, like, literally the only thing is money. Uh-huh. And Stephen A. Smith made this big dramatic thing about the only reason you'd leave is because of money. Is like, and it's like, yeah, obviously. That's the – everyone's saying that.
Right.
Including Matthew Stafford and the Rams. For like, sure. Matthew Stafford wants to get paid $50 million, probably a 2 or 3 year contract. Rams don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
The Rams are a much better team than anywhere else he'd go.
For sure, yeah.
I wonder how much of this is probably unfair to say, so maybe I won't say it. But I get wanting to get your money. It'd also be nice to be on a better team than the Raiders.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the Raiders is going to be a place where you're very happy.
Darius Slay, your boy, when we always talk about the Eagles on this podcast.
We do, yeah. Well, they're an interesting team.
He said the Rams were the closest team to beating them, and that was indicative of the score and just watching the game as well.
Yes, yeah.
For sure. They got a really good receiver, good offensive line, good running back. I hate saying this. Good defensive line. I think they have some stuff maybe on the back and they can clean up and really everywhere. It's not like they're perfect, but they have a good roster.
Yeah, it doesn't. I think it makes zero sense if you're the Rams to your point, have a close game against the Eagles who end up winning the Super Bowl by smoking the Chiefs, and you have one of 10 quarterbacks in the NFL that you can win a Super Bowl with, and then to get rid of him. So if you're the Rams, I feel like you've got to figure out how to hold on to him.
Yeah,
totally. Even if it's like a 1 year deal. Sort of a thing.
I just move it around, and they're great moving stuff around. So that'll be interesting to monitor. I would love him to leave. And one main reason, I'd love Jimmy Garoppolo to be the starter for the Rams and the 49ers get to play him twice a year.
That'd be fun.
I would love that.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Why don't you, because this is still kind of football related before we transition out of football. But there's a lot of Tyreek Hill drama with Noah Lyles, the American sprinter.
Yes.
And I've said from the beginning, I think Tyreek Hill could beat him in a 60-yard dash. Or excuse me, 60-meter dash. We're track, not football anymore.
Right.
But you also know a lot more about this story than I do.
Yeah, so what I wanted to tell you is that about a month or so ago, there's a famous track meet in New York. Noah Lyles has won in the 60 meters for a couple of years in a row. So he wins this race. He defends his title. He beats someone pretty good. I don't remember who. And then he ripped off his bib and showed the camera on the back of the bib. He had written Tyreek could never. So basically calls him out on, not a lot of people are watching an indoor track meet, but does call him out on national TV. And that was the kind of the spark that's like, okay, we are officially going to race.
Yeah.
So the distance hasn't been set. I have a feeling it's going to be 100 meters. It seems like that's what it's going
to
be.
To give Lyles a better chance, or how?
No, well, I think. Well, the thing with Noah Lyles is, let me pull up his times, because I have Tyreek's times. Let me just type that out real quick. And by the way, to your point, and you've always said this, Tyreek's like a real track guy. Like, he's not like a football guy who's fast. He's got real, like, actual track times.
Yeah. Legitimate track guy.
Yeah.
He's not an Olympic track guy, but he's a legitimate track guy.
Yeah, but I mean, you question, like, if he had chosen track, like, his times probably get a little bit faster than this, yeah. Right? So here's the thing. I think even if it's 60 meters, I don't actually think it's particularly close.
Really?
So Tyreek Hill's personal best in 60 meters is 6.61. That was in 2014.
When he was at Oklahoma State or high school?
Wherever he was in 2014, I don't know. So in 2023, he ran 6.7. So basically
that's
point,
not that far off, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a tenth of a second behind, and a tenth of a second in 60 meters is kind of a lot.
That's a good point.
You know, so Noah Lyles' best time is 6.5. So he's a tenth of a second ahead of what Tyreek Hill's best was 10 years ago.
Okay.
Basically.
That is a lot, especially in 60 meters. So, okay, that's a good point.
Yeah. And the reason that he was able to win the world championship and the Olympic gold in the 100 meters is because he fixed his start. He used to have a slow start. He fixed it. That's why he's been able to win the 100 meter gold.
See, in my head, I guess I hadn't realized the start had improved so much. Because it's still like average. It's not like great. It's just not really bad anymore.
Yes. Yeah. His start's like you saw in the Olympics, he was
in last place in the first 20 meters.
He was in last the first 20, maybe 40 meters, yeah. Honestly.
Which is what made the race so impressive. And I get, like you said, why he's better at the 200.
Right, yeah. So, yeah. So I don't actually think he has a chance. I think it's going to be fun to watch. I think what's going to inevitably end up happening is because it's 60 meters, people are going to be, wow, Tyreek Hill was almost there. And all the football people are going to be like, see, it's basically the same. And then all the track people are going to be like, that's so much farther than you actually think that it is.
Yeah.
Right, which is I think me and you are both going to watch it. It's like, we're impressed that he got that close.
Yeah.
I think is what's going to happen.
Yeah. That's a good point. Because I guess it's kind of like when we're talking about teams. Like, we were talking about the Cincinnati Bengals, for example. Like, if the defense was just, like, below average, or, like, Iowa's football's offense was just, like, below average instead of objectively awful, they'd be so much better. So if Lyle's start is just average to slightly below average.
Right.
Or even below average, but just not, like...
Well, it's below average literally in the final of the Olympics. But so that's the top 8 people in the world.
But that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. Right, but, well, it's the only thing that matters in the Olympics. It matters a lot if you're going up against Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Who Tyreek Hill is presumably going to have a good start. He doesn't have as much practice in the blocks as Noah Lyles does. Now, the other thing that is interesting about this story, I was looking at some of the estimates for how much money we think that they're each going to make. It's probably going to be more money for Noah Lyles than basically any race that he does besides the Olympics.
Is it pay-per-view or?
I don't. Well, they haven't set it up yet because they haven't announced the specifics, but I think it's going to be sponsorships. I'm sure somebody's going to put up a big amount of prize money.
For yeah. It. Interesting.
So, I mean, I'd watch it.
I'm watching it 100%.
Yeah.
Even though it'll be like, literally it'll be 6 seconds.
Yeah. Where do you stand on Noah Lyles right now? Because I know leading up to the Olympics, you didn't really like him. And then when he wasn't the favorite in the 100, you kind of changed a little bit. Where are we generally feeling?
When he came out of the tunnel and was, like, doing his thing, like, you know, getting excited, I was like, oh, he's just, like, having the time of his life.
Yes.
That's all it is.
He's very, very much like a 12-year-old in a
literally, like, I didn't want to say little kid, but he's literally just like a little kid having fun.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so a lot of stuff was rubbing me the wrong way. And then when I realized, like, oh, he's just that's how he's having fun. I was like, oh, good for him.
Yeah. 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 I totally agree. Yeah,
so I've softened on him for 100%. I still think the NBA comment was dumb, but I've definitely softened on him.
You know what I've been thinking about that I kind of realized or at least for me, and this is kind of the way that I think about it. Like, they're definitely the best team in the world or team in the world if you win the world championship in the NBA or the NFL or MLB. I do think it's a little bit weird to say that you're a world, like, it would be weird if in Japan the winner of the sumo wrestling competition called themselves the world champion, not because they're not the best in the world, just because it's not a thing that the rest of the world does.
Yeah, like, I would say NBA champion or Super Bowl champion. I wouldn't say world champion.
Yeah.
Baseball is different because it's called the World Series, the World Series champion.
Yeah.
Which the argument, I guess, is it's just the North America. But, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. It's called the World Series.
You know? Yeah.
But, right. Yeah, I think if I were, because, for example, DeAndre Jordan, well, let me ask you this. If you're an Olympic gold medalist, do you say world champion or Olympic gold medalist? Because technically, that is a world championship.
Well, I if you say you're an Olympic gold medalist, everybody understands you're a world champion.
I think it's the same thing. Like, you win the NBA Finals, it's like the best. You know, I mean, one Michael Jordan, six-time NBA Finals champion, obviously he's on the best team in the world, but just he's won the NBA Finals.
Yeah, everybody understands that. Yeah. That they're the best basketball team.
So I think the gold medalist thing is the same thing. I still think the way Lyle said it was dumb, but like the sentiment, like. I mean, it's not something I'd get nitpicky on, and it's just his, like, brashness was kind of dumb.
Yeah, but I think it's fair. It's kind of like how cornerbacks have to talk a lot to get attention, because if you're a really good cornerback, nobody pays attention to you.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit like, I want people to pay attention to track and field because I'm really, really good, and I ran a faster 200 time than Michael Johnson, which we didn't think that, even though Usain Bolt did it, we didn't think anybody was going to do it for another 40 or 50 years.
Yeah. Well, and I think we saw, too, that he is probably the most, I don't want to say popular, but the most, more people are aware of him since Usain Bolt than any other sprinter, probably.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Which is kind of the goal.
Yeah, right? That's what it's got to be. Yeah, well, look, and yeah, a gold medal and a 100-meter championship, world championship is a big deal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this backpedaling a little bit, but going to the NBA, we're a Jimmy Butler podcast.
Yes, we love Jimmy Butler.
The stuff in Miami was suboptimal for our Jimmy Butler pro stance.
Sure.
We can admit that.
Yeah.
It's going better in Golden State than I thought it'd be. I think they're only like 7 or 8 games in.
Uh-huh.
I don't. What's an appropriate sample size when it's a mid-season trade, so there's only X amount of games left? So he's literally played 20 to 30% of the games he's going to play for them already,
yeah.
If not a higher percentage.
Right.
But it's still only like 8 games.
I feel like by the time you get 10 games into the NBA season, you basically know how things are going to go.
Yeah.
Right? Even if it's like a team is 500, I feel like you basically, like you can tell like, oh, this is a good team.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Because like when the Warriors started off, like, top of the like 11-2 or whatever, obviously that wasn't going to continue, but we were like, oh, they're a good team, and then they've had some stumbles here. I think they're an 8th in the West right now,
the Warriors.
Yeah,
they are 7th.
Oh, they came up.
Well, they're tied for 7th.
Do we think, how far are they from 6, and who is 6?
They are one game in the loss column behind the Clippers.
Let's say Golden State, I don't know where this would happen, but let's say they're playing Oklahoma City.
Uh-huh.
How big of a favorite is Oklahoma City, and how big of a favorite would Oklahoma City have to be for you to pick the Warriors?
Like, as far as, like, to bet on it, like, oh, I think the Warriors can cover, basically.
Yeah.
I think, well, I don't know, man. The thing is, like, the playoffs, like, I know the Warriors are clearly the best team in certainly the Western Conference. I would say the NBA.
The Thunder are the best team?
Yeah, well, the Cavs are playing really well, too. I think the Cavs technically have a little bit higher percentage. But, I mean, top to bottom, I think Thunder are the best.
I think the only thing for me is the Warriors have Steph Curry and the Thunder are so young.
Yeah, so Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are two of the best playoff players in the generation, right? And then the Thunder, I think they just need to show us more in the playoffs than they have. I think we all think they're going to get there. I think a lot of people think that this is the year. Now I kind of want the Warriors to play the Thunder. I think that would be very fun.
I think Jimmy dragging these two Miami teams to the finals that, you know, if we're looking at how the last 5-8 years, weren't really that good Miami teams.
Yeah.
Is not as big a deal as LeBron dragging the Cavs, but it's kind of in that same, like...
It's something.
...realm that, like, yeah. That was a lot of just Jimmy wanting it mm-hmm. really bad.
Yeah.
And, like, beating prime Giannis a couple times.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know. Is Chet supposed to come back this year?
I don't know.
Because I don't really know what the Warriors are supposed to do with Chet. I think that the Thunder have a lot of really, really good perimeter defenders. If you're Steph Curry, maybe it doesn't matter if the other team has really good perimeter defenders.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it'd be an interesting matchup for a lot of reasons.
Did you see... I promise this makes train of thought. I was thinking the Clippers traded Shea plus all those picks to Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
Paul George is taking a break from his podcast to focus on the NBA.
What? Get real quick. Guess the Sixers' winning percentage right now.
Is it 76?
It is 0.34.
Oh, like percentage to get to the playoffs?
Yeah. Or no, that's what their winning percentage
is. Oh.
Like, they're in 12th place right now.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah. No, it's been very bad.
I feel like we've talked about this, but, like, people in Philadelphia love the Eagles and love the Phillies, and I feel like they're just sick of the Sixers. Maybe that's I'm not there and I'm not getting the vibe, but...
It does seem like, if you are literally... and you try to pull off the process, you better get a championship.
The worst city to do that in.
Yeah.
The worst city. And like, I just like how Paul George is like, I'm going to take a break from my side hustle to focus on my job that pays me about $60 million a year. Play a game.
Yeah, no, and it's just been, it's been a mess, and they want to build a stadium in Camden, which everybody hates, And they can't win, and Joel Embiid can't stay healthy, which has got to be very frustrating because he played in the Olympics, which maybe he shouldn't have done, but he played really well in the Olympics, so we saw that he could do it.
I still can't believe he played for the United States. That's the ultimate, it's ring chasing because he can't even chase an NBA ring, so he's just going to chase something.
Right, yeah.
Like, that was, and obviously he was, very helpful and good and stuff, but it's like his third tier country.
Yeah, well, I get that he could have played for France, but are you gonna go sign up to play on a team that has Wemby and Rudy already?
I would love to see those three play together. Have Wemby at the three.
Just some crazy.
But and also France was a home country too.
Yeah.
Do you think if he played for France, I think it helps France more than it hurts the United States. I think we still win, but do you think we still win the gold medal?
I think we,
it is a weird roster.
Well, I think we win the gold medal playing against France, but I think you need Embiid to guard Jokic is the issue. So I think we maybe lose in the semifinals.
So no, but not because of him playing for France.
Right. I think we could beat him on France, but I think that the Slovenia, right? Slovakia? Which one is it?
Serbia,
that's right. Luka Slovenia. So, yeah, I think that was why. Well, basically, the reason that Tatum didn't play against Serbia is because they needed more minutes for Embiid and some of the bigger guys because of Jokic.
Yeah.
So
I think it's in a perfect spot world basketball where the USA is still the best team, but the games are very competitive, but we're still going to win.
LA is going to be very, very interesting because no Steph Curry, no LeBron, probably no Kevin Durant. So it's going to be Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, who just had a really bad experience.
Honestly, do you think he'll actually play this time?
That would be a very interesting. That would be hilarious if he turned it down. I feel like Donovan Mitchell has to make it this time. Jaylen Brown also feels like he got spurned, so maybe he doesn't want to go. So
I feel like they'll swallow their pride to play in LA in the Olympics.
You would think so. Well, I just mean France, I think, is going to get better over 4 years. And I think U.S., just by the nature of losing LeBron, Steph, and KD, is going to get worse.
The NBA is just percentage wise, way harder to make than the NFL.
Yeah.
Because not only are there just more roster spots in the NFL? So just strictly number, even if we don't look at how many people play basketball versus football in high school, just strictly there's more roster spots.
Yeah.
But the NBA, everyone in the world plays basketball. It's not soccer, but every country plays basketball.
Yes. If you want to play basketball, you can go play basketball no matter where you are.
And especially in Europe, they're basically developmental leagues now.
Yeah, too. Right.
And the Europeans are so much more fundamental than, and, What's UConn's coach, Gene Auriemma?
Is that Gino, yeah.
He was talking about how Europeans, like, they practice six times a week and have one game a week, where American kids have six games and practice once a week.
Yeah.
And, like, how, like, why they're so much more fundamental than Europeans.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think when I was in Madrid, Real Madrid basketball didn't have – we went to Real Madrid Barcelona soccer, which was obviously the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to go to Real Madrid basketball game so bad.
That would be a lot of fun.
They didn't. They had a game like the day after we flew out.
Oh, really? That sucks.
I thought that would have been awesome,
though. That would have been really cool, yeah, because they've got some good players.
Yeah. Luka Doncic. Still can't believe he wasn't the first pick or the second pick.
And that he got traded right before a Supermax.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not getting talked about quite enough that this trade cost him I think literally $100 million.
I didn't even think of that either.
Yeah.
Plus the California taxes.
Yes. A Supermax contract in a state with no
state
income tax.
To the state with the highest state income?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I saw a tweet, might have mentioned this, but someone tweeted out like, congratulations to the Hawks for a miracle last second push to win the
Oh man, yeah, that is crazy.
How are the Hawks doing right now?
The Hawks,
because Quinn Snyder's someone I think is a good coach, but I just don't watch the NBA as much as I should, especially if I'm going to be talking about it.
Yeah, it doesn't. Well, yeah, based on what I saw with the Jazz, it didn't seem like Trae Young would be the best point guard for him. You know what I mean? The way he likes to play?
Yeah.
The Hawks are in ninth, so they're in a play-in spot. And they're, I think, pretty secure. Because they've got 32 losses. The Bulls are in 10th with 36. So unless they completely implode, they should at least make the play-in. They're just behind the Heat and the Magic.
At what point do we start talking about college basketball on this podcast? Because we're 2 or 3 weeks away from conference tournaments.
I don't know. The SEC looks good, right?
Yeah, Florida's really good. Auburn's really good. Auburn, the reason I thought of Oklahoma City the other day is because Auburn, their average age of the starting lineup is like 8 or 10 months younger than Oklahoma City.
That's funny.
So like I was thinking, if I had to pick right now a national champion, it'd be Auburn or Duke. Duke's best player is a freshman. Auburn's best players are 22 years old. So it kind of makes me want to lean Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn does... That's kind of what I'm feeling. Like, I'm interested to see how the conference tournaments go.
But I also think Florida's good. I also think Alabama. The SEC is really good. Yeah, you're right. Clemson's pretty. I don't know if their national champions are good, but Clemson's a very good team.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know who's good is, or on a hot streak right now, is our BYU Cougars.
They are on a hot streak right now. I saw some sort of 50% from the 3-point line and less than 12 turnovers or something, and no team's done that in this since the turn of the century. Yeah. I don't remember what the exact statistic is.
It's crazy. Basketball even more than football. Like Rick Pitino a few weeks ago came out. I was like, we don't even recruit high school players anymore because like they can't replace what these guys are doing. So like high school even more than, or college even more than, college basketball even more than college football. I think it's just going to be NIL and just buying.
So you got to go to some sort of smaller school, prove yourself, and then try to transfer.
Well, football players are doing that. They'll go to like I don't remember the name of the guy, but he committed to Louisiana Monroe because he's like the staff recruiting was like, you know, just come here, play really well for a year, then get an NIL deal somewhere else. Like,
yeah,
the group of five schools in football are just kind of accepting that's part of the gig to get these high school players. You know what I thought of that is impossible, but it would be interesting. You know how soccer has like buy-ons or add-ons? So like for example, Sporting Lisbon, I'm not sure this was part of Ronaldo's deal, but when they sold Manchester United or Ronaldo to Manchester United, and then Manchester United sold him to Real Madrid, Sporting would have got some of that transfer.
Yeah.
Think if that happened in NIL.
That would be pretty crazy.
A player went to like New Mexico. And then, like, Texas recruited him. New Mexico got, like, 10% of his NIL deal or something like that.
Yeah, that would be... Well, obviously, yeah, that's taking money from the player, so obviously that wouldn't work.
Yeah, but... like, it doesn't work, but it'd be interesting.
It would be interesting if there was some sort of way or, like, you had to pay a fee if you wanted to get a kid to transfer.
It'd be interesting.
I think you could do that. I think some sort of a fee if a player transfers to your school, you have to pay that other school.
You could build in, like, the player's contract where maybe... Like, the school would try to get a high fee, so either they get a lot of money or it, like, helps keep the kid at home, kind of.
Yeah.
There's no way it ever happened, but it'd be interesting.
It would be interesting, yeah.
We'll start talking about soccer. I just bought tickets for a LA game Saturday. I'm going to go with one of my buddies. They're playing Seattle. I feel like about 40, because me and you went to the Seattle game last year.
Uh-huh.
I honestly feel like about half of the Real Salt Lake games I've been to are against Seattle. It just seems like they're always playing
Seattle. It does seem like they play Seattle a lot. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Albert Rusnak's team.
Oh, yeah. I don't like him. I do love their new jerseys, and new as in last year's Seattle's, though. Mm-hmm, yeah. I love them.
They do have some good jerseys.
Yeah. So we're going to start talking about MLS a lot. Oh, this is a messy thing I want to see. So in the Champions League, Miami are playing a Jamaican team.
Yeah.
The team has a 3,000 seat stadium capacity.
Right.
Because Messi's playing there. Did you see this already?
I did. I don't remember the numbers exactly.
Well, yeah. So they're playing in the national team stadium. It's like 35,000 people. That's not exactly Camp Nou or anything.
Uh-huh.
But like from 3,000 to 35,000 people, and it's already sold out.
That is nuts.
Yeah. I wonder if Messi's ever been to Jamaica. It would have been
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Yeah, I would imagine yes, just because he's got a lot of money, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why not?
He doesn't have a lot of time, though.
Doesn't have a lot of time. Yeah, he does a lot of summer tournaments and stuff for the international stuff.
Yeah.
That's true. I just have a feeling he's made his way out there.
Do you think what's most likely, and this is just purely guessing, but he finishes career in Miami, Argentina, or Barcelona?
I feel like he finishes for Newell Old Boys, but I feel like it's like 1 to 5 games.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of becoming a trend. Like Neymar, and the decline of Neymar was as rapid as anything.
Well, he's kind of killing it right now, though.
Well, no, he's in Brazil.
He is in Brazil. But I mean, I don't know. Like, are we sure that Saudi Arabia is better than Brazil, though? Like, I don't really think so.
America's better than, MLS is better than Saudi Arabia.
That would be, yeah, I'd have to look at the rest of the rosters, but I definitely think the best teams in MLS could beat a lot of the teams in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia always, obviously, has probably the better 1% of players.
Yeah, because they, like, Benzema went there when he was still, Ronaldo's obviously there, and the 40-year-old Ronaldo's better than 99% of MLS players, probably.
Right.
But I'm not sure they have the depth.
Yeah.
Nacho went from being the captain of Real Madrid to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That's crazy to me that you're Spanish, you're the captain of Real Madrid, and you'd leave. I know it's a lot of money, but...
Yeah, it is.
Like, I feel like, especially for a Spaniard, but really any footballer, like, what's more prestigious than being the captain of Real Madrid?
Yeah.
Especially at a club level.
Right. But yeah, players, yeah, going back to their hometown team, I was going to say Gary Medel's on La Católica. To talk about Chile again, Artur Vidal's playing for Colo.
It's like becoming a thing, kind of.
Yeah, Arangiz, I think, is playing for La U. I think Marcelo Diaz is playing for La U.
These are all Chileans, for people who don't know who Matt's talking about.
It's a very good 2015, 2016, the best international team in the world. I bet somebody knows who Gary Medel is. Played for Inter for a long time.
Yeah, and obviously Arturo Vidal is famous.
Arturo Vidal is a big deal. Yeah.
He was so good when he was in, I think, Bayern Munich particular, but really just Europe in general.
A lot of good years in Juventus.
Yeah.
Charles Arangiz did, overlooked for Leverkusen, who did really good. Leverkusen's having a good Champions League, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Manchester United losing in the Champions League.
Manchester City, excuse me.
Yeah, they lost to Real Madrid again. It was so annoying. Like, they made this big deal, like, this year about, like, oh, we have the longest unbeaten run in Champions League because Manchester United actually has it.
Uh-huh.
They lost. Like, they didn't. If you're not the defending champs, you don't get to say you have the longest unbeaten. I get what they're saying, and I know ties don't count as losses, but if you didn't lift a trophy, you're not, like, unbeaten.
Wait, so did they get eliminated because they had too many ties or something?
No, got eliminated on penalties to Real Madrid.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's dumb. So, that's annoying.
I know. So, like, if you didn't win the trophy, you don't get to say you have an unbeaten streak.
That's like saying that, like what we were talking about a couple weeks ago, the Chiefs had a good defensive plan for Saquon and gave up 40 points. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Well, it's like the Davidson thing you quote when, I don't remember the team, but they just wanted to shut down Steph Curry.
Yeah. Well, that's the point, is you don't know the name of the team.
Yeah. Did I miss anything you want to talk about before we get to the top five?
No, I think that was pretty good what we wanted to talk about.
Yeah. College baseball's happening, but
we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that. North Carolina's looking real good. They played 5 days in a row and won all five games.
That's a lot.
So their pitching staff is legit.
Yeah.
So MLS wise.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited for that. We're gonna do the top five biggest stadiums. The top five are all NFL stadiums, though. So we're going to do 6 to 10.
Okay. So biggest MLS stadiums that are not football stadiums. So we're not talking Atlanta United. We're not talking about Seattle.
Atlanta, Seattle, Charlotte, who I thought was going to be number one, who I was right, is out. Soldier Field, Chicago. I have the hiccups. I apologize. And then Gillette Stadium in New England is the other one.
Cool. Well, I believe Columbus just built a new stadium, so I want to say them. The Columbus Crew, who had the best logo in Major League Soccer, and then they changed it. And it's a good logo, but when you remember what we lost, it's a big disappointment.
I am not seeing them on this list. I'm at 13, and again, this is 6 to 10, so I can check the date on the list if you'd like.
Yeah, well, it's... Yeah, okay, interesting. Okay. What about...
It's not a clean list, so I have to scroll a little bit.
Is this San Diego's first year in MLS?
Yes.
Is San Diego on here?
No, let me check the date of this list, because they are not either.
Okay.
I hate when I'm scrolling and I get to where I want, and then it takes me somewhere not even close to where I
want. Yeah. Yeah, that is annoying.
Okay. It is not telling me the date. Oh, updated November 10th, 2023. So I can find a more updated list if you want.
Oh, no, this is fine. We'll just... San Diego could have been on there, but... But we'll see. I just want to look at...
I found a 2024 list. Oh, no, I found a 2025 list.
We can stick with one. When they had...
Oh, too late. I'm on it.
How about Toronto?
Toronto's nine. So, yes, for us, though.
Yeah.
So, that makes them four.
Because not counting...
Excuse me, they're eight, so they're three.
NFL stadiums.
Yeah.
What about... How about the New York Red Bulls?
They're not on here.
New York Red Bulls
are not. This list is very different than the other one I was looking at. Interesting. So I'll give you a little leeway.
That's the problem with the internet.
Yeah.
DC United.
DC United are not on here.
DC United are not. Okay. Yeah. Last, I'm going to go over to the Western Conference in a second, but I think Cincinnati could be a good guess.
They are number nine, so number four on our list.
Okay. Well, let's see. Dallas... does not play where the Cowboys play. At least I don't think they do. So I'm going to say FC Dallas.
FC Dallas is not on here.
No, FC Dallas. Okay. LAFC.
LAFC are not.
LAFC are not.
Which is interesting because they're a pretty big stadium.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I went to a game there. It was fun.
Could Minnesota be on the list?
Minnesota's not.
Minnesota's not. I'm just lost. Kansas Sporting KC play in Arrowhead, don't they?
I think they did last year.
Oh, they built a soccer specific thing.
Yeah.
Which makes me want to say them.
Nope.
No. I'm going to guess one more, then you can tell me. Okay. I'll say Austin.
Nope.
No. Okay. Then, yeah, I'm not going
to
get it.
So, according to this list, which is givemesport.com, January 2025, Kansas City played at Arrowhead when Inter Miami came to town.
Yeah, okay.
So really all the biggest milestones are when Messi came. But
sure.
The top five that aren't in NFL stadiums are number one is Nashville.
Yeah, I thought Nashville was gonna play where the Titans played.
No, they have a soccer specific one.
Interesting.
Reese Witherspoon's got those boys in shape and got them some nice digs.
Well, good for Reese.
Vancouver, number two. I think you said Vancouver.
I did not say Vancouver.
Oh. LA Toronto. Galaxy are number three.
That's annoying.
Toronto is four.
I just think it's crazy that the Galaxy have a bigger stadium than LAFC just by everything that LAFC wants you to believe about them.
Yeah. I honestly don't get LAFC fans, and I don't get New York City FC fans. It's like you already have, well, especially LAFC fans, you already had the most successful team, the best American player, the most biggest icon in the world, David Beckham.
Yeah.
Not like all, like every reason to be a fan, and you're like going because of Will Ferrell or something.
It's just so classic MLS.
Yeah, that was dumb. I like makes me support the Galaxy because of that.
Right. Yeah. When we used to hate the Galaxy.
Yeah.
But now it's like the Galaxy are cool because they're not LAFC.
Exactly. And then Cincinnati, which you got.
Okay. Yeah.
We went longer than I thought we would for not having anything. We're at 40 minutes right now.
Yeah, it was solid.
Yeah. Well, appreciate everybody listening. Next week, both of us pretty busy, but we'll find some more time. Maybe do a little combine recap. We'll see what we're going to talk about. But we will talk to you guys next week.